Good afternoon, everyone. Certainly is a pleasure to be here on this very special Pentecost weekend, I guess we could call it. Not trying to make this another holy day, but it's wonderful to be able to connect it with the holy day as we've been able to do the last several years. It does give an opportunity here on this Sabbath day to begin to focus our minds on the importance of the Pentecost season, the Pentecost holy day that is tomorrow. Well, brethren, there are many gifts made possible by the power of God's Holy Spirit for which we should be eternally grateful. And with every gift of God comes many privileges, a host of privileges. For example, there is the gift of the earth and all the physical existence that inhabits creation. That was made possible by the power of God's Holy Spirit, and it comes with privileges. Privilege of enjoying all that God has created for us. Even the rains that we're getting today is a blessing. There's the gift of physical life, which comes with the privilege even to exist and have self-awareness, to have intellect, to have character. There's the gift of God's love, His law. That's a privilege. It's a privilege to know right from wrong. It's a privilege to receive the benefits that flow from obedience to Him. That's a privilege. There's the privilege of Jesus Christ dying in our stead. The privilege of having our sins forgiven, being reconciled to the Father. The gift of eternal life is another gift that comes with privilege. The privilege to be resurrected, to be changed from a physical being to a spiritual being. What a gift, what a privilege that is. And there's also the gift of God's plan of salvation. The privilege of understanding and participating in the plan of God being worked out here below, which shall extend into eternity. What a gift that is. What a privilege it is. Each of these gifts are made possible by the will of God the Father in Jesus Christ and is carried out by His power. By His power, the power of the Holy Spirit, and are accompanied with an innumerable number of gifts. There's a particular gift, a particular privilege that I want to focus in on. The one gift at a large category is the gift, the wonderful gift, of being a child of God. The gift of being a child of God. As a child of God, by the will of God, the Holy Spirit offers us many, many privileges, and there is one very special, one very intimate privilege that I want to focus on this afternoon. We are children of God, sons and daughters of God, and it comes with a particular special privilege that I want to focus in on. The reason for focusing on this special privilege on the Sabbath before Pentecost is to help each of us realize to the core of our being that God, in His loving way, has given us His Holy Spirit and loves us deeply and profoundly. And as a result, God wants us to genuinely, God wants us to intimately love Him in return. Very, very clear throughout Scripture. Go with me over to Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. We shall see this incredible privilege that has been extended to us through the gift of God's Holy Spirit. Here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, it states this: For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Paul makes clear here that because of the Spirit of God, we can call, we can reach out, we can cry out to the Father as Abba, Father. Abba, Father. I don't know if we really grasp the significance of that special gift, that special privilege to be able to refer to God as Abba. But what does that word Abba mean? The Tyndale Bible Dictionary says this. It says, Abba is an Aramaic word for father. The name expresses a very intimate, inseparable relationship, first between Jesus Christ and the Father, but is extended to be between the children of God and the Father. Abba recognizes or identifies a very special, a very intimate relationship. Erdman's Bible Dictionary says this. It says, Paul uses the same word to suggest the warmth and confidence which with believers may address God as Father. Exhaustive Dictionary of Bible Names says, Abba denotes childlike intimacy and trust. Harper's Bible Dictionary says, a word that suggests familial intimacy, a term a child would be privileged to use of his father. And Holman's Illustrative Bible summarizes it this way. It says, the idea of God's intimate relationship to humanity is a distinct feature of Jesus Christ's teaching. God relates to believers as a father relates to his child. Some would translate Abba as daddy, daddy, to convey a close, personal meaning of that word. I think for us in this culture, Holman sums it up. Because of the presence of God's Holy Spirit, we can refer to God the Father as daddy. The one who sustains all that is, the Alpha and Omega, the one who sent his son to die for us, the one who resurrected Jesus Christ on the third day, the one who at whose right hand Jesus Christ is now seated, the one who will resurrect you and I on the Feast of Trumpets, tells us in his word that we can come and we should come to love him, to know him, to refer to him as daddy, as daddy. Think about that, as daddy. I know for some, because of poor relationships with their human fathers, or possibly not knowing their human fathers at all, which is becoming an epidemic in this society, many may have a hard time, may have a void, may have a disconnect with the term daddy, daddy. And what that title daddy for a child or a childlike heart should mentally and emotionally portray and engender. That word should conjure up a close, intimate, personal relationship with the Father. God wants us, through the power of his Holy Spirit, to come to him and to come to a place where we intimately, genuinely love him and can refer to him as daddy, as daddy. Jesus Christ first applied this term to God the Father. Go with me over to Mark, Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14 and verse 32. The Holy Spirit enables us to have this very close personal relationship with the Father. That word Abba for us in this day and age means daddy, daddy. Here in Mark chapter 14, verse 32, it says here, then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. So this was a very critical time in the life, the physical life of Jesus Christ. All that he had worked for, all that he had planned for, was about to come to this precipice. Verse 35, it says this, and he went a little further, fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Daddy, Abba, Father, Daddy, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Over in Matthew 26, verse 42, it says, O my Father, or again, it could be interpreted, Daddy, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. Your will be done. Jesus Christ, in all of his power, all of his might, all of his glory, recognized through the power of the Holy Spirit within him, recognized and addressed the Father as Daddy, as Daddy. Brethren, this is a huge, intimate privilege that Jesus Christ and God the Father extends to us. The Jews at the time would have considered such a reference to God as disrespectful. But Jesus Christ shows the exact opposite. Jesus Christ, when facing this hour of his death, called God Daddy, Daddy, as a son in a childlike heart would towards his father, as a daughter would be towards her daddy. The power of the Holy Spirit within Christ gave him the strength to endure death at the stake and to reach up to God as daddy. And his daddy did indeed strengthen his son in his hour of need. Brethren, we have that same privilege. What a privilege. Privilege as children, privilege as daughters, privilege as sons of God because of the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit within us. Because of the existence of God's Holy Spirit within us, we have been extended the privilege to refer to call on God the Father as Daddy. Go with me over to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. This is such a blessing, it's such a privilege when we understand the majesty, the power of God the Father, all that he is, all that he does, that he extends this blessing, this privilege to us. It says here in Galatians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, it says, But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth his spirit, the spirit of his son, into your hearts, crying out, Daddy. Crying out, Daddy. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You see, because of the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit within us, we're no longer slaves. God considers us sons. And he makes that very, very clear by allowing us the privilege, when we're on our knees, when we're thinking about him, to refer to him in our hearts, in our minds, as Daddy. That's only extended to his sons and his daughters, those who have his Holy Spirit within them. So, brethren, on this Sabbath before the Feast of Pentecost, we celebrate the fulfilled promise of Jesus Christ that once he ascended into heaven, he would send the power of the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to sustain us, and to strengthen us. That Holy Spirit, the power of God in us, identifies us as the very sons and daughters of God. And we're gifted and we're privileged to call God the Father, Daddy, and Jesus Christ, Brother. That's a privilege. So may God make tender our childlike hearts, so that we can understand and embrace that most intimate relationship with him, the blessing and honor and glory and love of our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, and the privilege he, through the Holy Spirit, has given us, that special blessing that he has given us, to call on him, to refer to him as Daddy. Daddy, Daddy.